Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Break down. Go ahead, give it to me. Break down. I take me through the night.
Break down.
Break down. Now stand there. Can you see?
Break down.
It's all right.
Bringing this back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. It's still just you and me, just the two of us. I want to talk about capital and money and government assistance and bank and working with banks. And by the way, it's just the two of us. As you know, I'll get a little bit of breaking news. It looks like Congress is going to pass probably today a $900 billion relief package that's going to put a direct check to a bunch of Americans, regardless of their employment situation, several hundred dollars, as well as an additional supplement to unemployment checks. A few hundred dollars. So it looks like that's going to come out. And there's also the lion's share of that $900 billion is going to go to small businesses. And we don't yet know, at least I don't know, and I don't think anybody's, I don't know if they've done the final numbers on this, that how it's going to break out. As you may remember, I've been pointing out that they're probably going to make it more targeted instead of as broad as the first Paycheck Protection Program was. For one thing, there was $135 billion of the Paycheck Protection Program that was never collected. Nobody went after it. It just went away. And so that tells me that at that moment at least, people that needed it didn't go after it for whatever reason. I don't know why. I have some ideas on why, but that's another story. We've already talked about that. But there's going to be about, I think, around $300 billion that'll come into the small business sector. It'll probably go heavily towards restaurants. It'll go towards people who have venues anybody who has a business where face to face is almost essential. You can't phone it in. They're probably going to get extra help. I don't know if they're going to make it anything more broad. You may have to apply for it. I just don't know. But it's going to be about 300, I think about, well, I forgot, it's several hundred billion in money that'll come to you. I don't know we still don't know the details about the forgiveness part and that sort of thing. But I just want to remind you, on the paycheck protection part, you still have till August. Don't use my numbers, but 10 months after, roughly 10 months after September 30th, you've got about 10 months from that date for most people to ask for forgiveness. So you can still do that. The taxation part of this is still being held up. That could get resolved in this new bill, where the Congress overrides the IRS and the Treasury Department, and not only makes the money you got from PPP forgivable and non-taxable, but to actually be able to also deduct the expenses that you paid, that we're covered by that. So that's something that they're trying to resolve. They're probably not going to get unfortunately the liability coverage that we really need, maybe more than money, to get people to be comfortable so you don't get sued if somebody comes to your business and claims they got COVID-19 from you. The trial lawyers are going to prevent that, I think, unfortunately. All right, one last thing on banking. There's a report in Wall Street Journal this week that banks have quit lending to small businesses. That is a lie. I don't know why they did that. It's baloney. Contact a community bank. If you don't have a community banker, there are 5,000 of them across America. There used to be 15,000. There are 5,000. If you don't have a community bank that you're working with, there's one in your town. There's one nearby you. Find a community banker near you and talk to them about your about banking with them. Let me tell you why community bankers are making loans. They can only get about a half a point on investing the money that they have in deposit. If they loan you the money, they can make 2 or 3 or 4 or 5% depending on your creditworthiness. They get charged more if you're not as creditworthy. Believe me, I paid that those prices in the past. So you tell me, they're in the business to make a profit, right? If they can invest the money with no risk, they get a half a point. If they put it in a loan to you with some risk, they get 2 or 3 or 4 points. You tell me, which way would you go? Yes, community banks are lending money. Now, maybe the report was talking about Bank of America or Wells Fargo or some of those banks that don't care about small businesses. They're cherry pickers. Community banks were the heroes of the Paycheck Protection Program, the whole thing, and they're the heroes right now. Contact a community bank. Show them your information. If you are bankable, and you'll never be more bankable than you will be with a community bank, they'll give you more credit for being bankable than a big bank will. Contact a community bank if you need to borrow money. They'll lend it to you. If you're bankable, you got to have that. There's no question about that. They do have their underwriting. Check that out, folks. Banks are lending to small businesses.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.